Hi, you are listening to Bullying Explained, where we discuss and share with you research-based advice with professionals and real-life stories about bullying. Change can only happen if we tackle the roots of the subject while educating ourselves and those around us.
Our guest today is Nada Mousouf. Nada is a good friend of mine who, believe it or not, is one of the first people that ever made me talk about bullying. A few years back, Nada invited me to her school and she wanted to raise awareness about bullying. She wanted to raise awareness about this topic that has shaped her in so many ways and that she really cares about. That day, I remember being terrified, talking in front of children, adults, teachers, and in front of her about my experience and how bullying has shaped me and affected me. So today, we have Nada Mousouf telling us her story. Hi, Nada.
Hi, Tara. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm honestly very, very glad you've taken the initiative to start this. And like you said, the first time we actually talked about bullying together was in a big event. And it's one of the things that I keep remembering all the time. And yeah, here we are talking about it in your podcast.
Absolutely. It was one of the first times I ever talked about it publicly. And I remember being very hesitant. You just starting this, basically, I'm here because of that very day that you made me start to talk about bullying. So this podcast is because of you. So please tell us more about yourself. Tell us, how has bullying shaped you? Tell us your story.
Okay. So it all starts when I was in elementary school. And the first thing I remember is that I spend so many days on my own, eating on my own, and I just get flashes of everything that happened, and I can't really pinpoint when it started, but I do remember that it was because I was very, very skinny, and I used to play with a lot of boys my age, so the bullying just started escalating. And I remember going back home to my mom every night crying because of one of my girlfriends who has said something about my body or has said something about me. And in general, there was a lot of bullying because I was a good kid. I was like the goody two shoes in the classroom. I like to be first. I like to do my homework. So it escalated really, really bad until grade 5, where I couldn't. I think now I see it that I was almost like a depressed kid at the time, but I haven't seen it like this back then. But one day I just went home to my mom and I started crying, and then I took a piece of paper and I wrote something down. And then my mom read it and she said, "Nada, I just wrote a poem." And I was like, "What is a poem? I don't know what that is." And she said, "Well, go take this and show it to your teacher tomorrow morning, your English teacher." Her name was Mrs. Mai. I owe her a lot of things. So she took the paper and she said, "Nada, this is what we call a poem when you write something that rhymes." And I'm like, "Huh?" She's like, "Okay, I have an assignment for you. I want you to write more and come show them to me every day." And then I started doing that, and this has become my friend somehow. Like, at that point, I didn't really have good friends. Everyone was being very, very aggressive towards me, and aggression actually started going inwards inside of me, and I started being very, very aggressive in my sports or within the relationships I have with my family. I started being very, like, I had no tolerance whatsoever. But through poetry, I was kind of able to start writing how I feel. And at the time, I think my mom noticed that I'm starting to calm down, and it's starting to kind of replace the attention that I was taking from my friends back then. Until in grade 6, my teacher decided to post one of my poems on the school's website. And this was when the bullies who used to bully me started coming back and asking me, "Ah, this is so good, Nada, how did you write this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not going to talk to you about it, thank you, but no thank you." And then I met a friend and we became really, really close in grade 5, and then I started having a healthy friendship with her, and then we started having more friends, and then things started getting a little bit better by time. But the bullying shifted. It's now not because of how skinny I am, it's because of how I dress, because I'm a very conservative person, And I wore the hijab very, very early on. So people started bullying me for that too. So now it's because I'm skinny, I'm wearing the hijab, and I'm someone who doesn't like to make any trouble, you know. But by the time I was a little bit confident somehow in the fact that I know people are just going to say whatever it is they're going to say, but I know who I am and I'm starting to grow as a person, so I shouldn't really care about what they say. But I remember an incident that happened in maybe grade 8 or 9 where a teacher commented on my body in front of my colleagues. And this was, for me, something I never imagined would happen. And this was the first time I actually feel like I can't defend myself, I can't stand up for myself, I can't say anything. So I ran to my headmistress and I told her I need to call my mom. And when my mom knew what happened, she insisted that this person is either fired or humiliated in front of my class, because she made me feel very, very small. I felt very small and I felt very unsafe, and it was just disastrous. After this day, I remember that my mom talked to me about how people are always going to talk and they're always going to comment, and this is just how our society and other societies behave. From that moment on, I just decided, okay, if someone tells me something bad, I'm just gonna like digest it, but I'm not gonna really talk about it because they're not gonna stop. A big part of my personality right now is affected by being bullied back then, and a big part of my personality has also been shaped at that time, because I grew stronger somehow and I grew more confident, but I also grew with a lot of pain. And that accumulation of pain is what I'm trying to fix right now, and what I'm trying to deal with, and what I'm trying to change, because it has definitely affected, and I think you relate to that too, like the self-love and the self-acceptance. And
my heart is like filled with so much love towards how you're able to tell your story and how you're very confident in telling your story, because like you said, it's a struggle that you live through every single day, and it's something that you're pushing yourself to love yourself, to feel that self-confidence that you're fine, you will be fine, and you will be better, basically. It's an inner struggle that not everyone sees, and that is something I want to talk about, two stuff. First, I received a lot of messages that shed light on the fact that so many teachers bully the kids. They could be doing it while they're not paying attention, unconsciously, from a perspective of this is how I'm educating the students, this is how I'm implementing rules, basically, in class, or showing my power over them. But so many emails that I've read, they're saying that it's a very important topic. Like, it's not only friends or colleagues in school or work or parents, it's even teachers. I do believe it's a complete abuse of power.
And it wasn't just because of that too. Like, teachers would comment on anything and everything. I remember a few teachers by their names, like they would comment on anything someone does. I do hold them accountable for a lot of problems that I faced. It's weird. And I remember they even bullied like boys, because if a boy wasn't like, you know, the guy who likes trouble, they would bully him for not liking that. And I'd be like, what are you teaching us?
It's always the ones that are different. It's kind of a pattern that is worldwide known. The kid that is smarter maybe than other kids at some subjects, the kid that is maybe still not able to grasp everything in school and is overwhelmed by everything, so they're a bit lagging with the assignments, the homeworks, they're bullied too. If a girl, I don't know, there's so many things, like just the slightest differences, kids and even grown-ups, everyone is kind of, a lot of times they have this tendency to just pick on people who are different, who seem different, who think different, who dress differently, who have different perspectives. And it's coming from a place of, why would you even want to do this? Why are you so keen on hurting that human? Why is their difference making you feel inferior and you want to harm them so bad that they experience this trauma for the rest of their life?
And it makes me think, like, the people who actually bully have had issues in their lives that they weren't taught how to deal with, so they just like project them onto us and onto others who might not have enough courage to stand up for themselves.
Absolutely. And this is kind of also something else that I always think of, that bullies, basically, they're not people that are born bullies. Like I always say, they shouldn't be just thrown out of the picture. They need to have a guide. They like raising awareness about them and about their behavior is giving them a guide to know that this is something that they need to kind of tackle. And this is a behavior that they need to be concerned about. Even if they're younger kids, then their parents need to be concerned about this and basically to stop this vicious cycle. And also, since you're an advocate for bullying and you were the one that made me start this whole bullying discussion, I want to know, why is it so important for you from your perspective? How has it helped you? How has it shaped this person, this Nada now, from the Nada 10 or 15 years ago? How has talking about the subject helped you so that somehow we can talk about it too and give courage to other people to discuss it and raise their voices?
I think if we take the talking about it and like dissect it into categories, there's first that I talked to my mom about it at the very beginning, and then I talked to my family about it, who supported me and understood that I have a problem, that I communicated that I have a problem. Many kids don't do that and they're not close to their parents. So there's the part where I initiate the fact that there is a problem, which is by doing that. And I remember it's not just my mom who helped out, it's my dad, of course, and my sister. When she knew that I'm having a problem and poetry is helping me out, she started pushing me into doing things, and she sent out like emails to Teen Stuff magazine, and she got me a job there, and she pushed me in one direction. And then talking to my teachers about it made me do more things. My teacher made me do more activities, which also helped me. And then there's the talking that I decided to do when I have kind of survived that phase, which is when I was in uni, when I was studying in university, when I decided in my psychology course that I'm going to make an event and I'm going to call you and call Temer Hagras and tell you that I need you to help me talk about it again. But this time it's face to face with bullies and bullied. So this was the part where I realized that, okay, it's not just that it's going to help me when I talk, it's also going to help others who you've seen their reactions were honestly priceless. When we gave them a platform to just speak and say what they want to say, I remember you asked them to share something with us. And there was one girl who cried in front of the bullies, and one bully apologized in public in front of 200 students. It was priceless. It was a priceless moment. And for me to see that we were able to make someone, just one person, feel lighter, that just made me feel like I always want to talk about it, and I'm always going to talk about it, because if someone talked about it when I was dealing with it, I think it would have been easier. I remember even after that event, a few people came up to me and said, "What happened to you when you were our age?" And I'm like, well, and I started having a conversation with them, and we ended up bonding because I know exactly how they feel and they know exactly how I felt. And this communication problem that I faced as a kid wasn't a problem for them, because we kind of opened up the space for them. And I remember the teachers helped us really, really, really well that time. They kind of made sure the kids receive the support they need even after the event, not just on the day of the event. One of the reasons I think bullying is something that I still want to talk about is that I don't think I would have discovered my talents in art if it wasn't because of that. Like, it's no thanks to the bullies, of course, but I mean, if I weren't bullied as a kid, I wouldn't have fought for an escape, like for a place where I can feel like I can try to, as much as possible, try to tell people how I feel. If it wasn't for bullying, I wouldn't have probably written poetry, written articles, done films, done everything that I've done right now. And I still believe that a huge part of everything I do right now, every film, every poem, everything I do right now, there is this child in me who's like, "You go, girl, you've got this, like you've passed that phase. Credits to you and claps to you." It has now empowered me, but only because I spoke up, and only because I sought help, and only because I talked about it with the close circle and with my teachers and everyone around me. I just honestly hope everyone listening would actually take a step towards making themselves feel better and towards not caring about the bullies, because honestly speaking, I don't think any bully thinks twice before they do that. They just do it out of, like, you know, whatever they're going through. So I just feel like we will always have something to say about this topic, but it's about what we do about it as well. Like, talking is nice, but what do we actually do ourselves? Like, do we talk to someone who's bullied? Do we have someone who's being bullied in our family, in our close circle, be it an adult or a kid? Do we actually support them? Do we make them feel like they have a safe space to talk and to tell us what's bothering them? It's in so many things. Like, we can help in so many ways. It's just the first step of taking the initiative to find out what we can actually help with. That's hard. But other than that, honestly, I don't think I will ever stop talking about it. And I'm so happy you are talking about it and you're making people talk about it, honestly.
Thank you. First of all, you are absolutely right. First thing is I want to comment on is that the only way you were able to use the negatives that have happened in your life, like bullying, into a positive way in your life is only because you were talking about it and you started realizing that this something that happened and you have to move on from it. And this was your release. And you started working, you started making films and poetry and all that. And this was only because you initiated the first step of, I'm not going to hide behind doors. I'm going to speak up about it. So I think this is such a powerful message that you send, that you can outgrow it. You can break free from it, but it is completely fine to seek help. And it does not make you a smaller person. It does not make you a victim. It does not make you anything less of a person. It just shows that you want to move on and you want to grow. And something else, I completely agree by the fact that you say it is good to talk about it. And it is one of the first steps to actually speak up, raise awareness, discuss it, make campaigns. But what do we do after that is what really matters. When we leave this platform of speaking up about the subject, do we go bully people ourselves? Do we actually go and not defend someone who is being bullied, even on the street? Do we leave bullies online and we don't report them? So these small things, they do make a big difference on the long run. They might seem like they're none of my business now. If I see someone being bullied in the street, and it's not even that I'm going to get into a fight, but I'm just going to be there for the person that needs me, be it in school, in workplace, at home. This is a very good point that I'd also like to shed light on, that talking is the first step, but also think of the action that you take afterwards. So thank you so much for bringing that up.
Of course. But I do believe what you're saying is very, very important too, because nowadays, I mean, back when we were bullied, I think the bullying was, I'm not, of course, comparing, but it was just face to face. Now it's all also online, it's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, it's everywhere. So there is no escape. Like, if you go home, the bullying doesn't end. Back then, the bullying ends when you're home or when you're somewhere safe. Now I hear stories from people who are like 12 and 13, who go through things that are insane. Like, they honestly, I salute their ability to tolerate this, but I also feel like we have a responsibility to tell them and tell ourselves that we should find solutions to that. Like, the whole online bullying and cyberbullying that everyone's facing is definitely something we should also consider. And I think one of the things we should advocate for is to definitely stand up for yourself online as well, because, like, someone like you, you have a big followers base, and of course you get a lot of hate comments and you get a lot of people who tell you stuff. It's about how you respond or choose to not respond. That is very, very important as well. Just like in real life, when someone comes up to your face and tells you something, you either choose to respond or just ignore and leave. It does sound simple, but I understand how hard it could be. But it is extremely important. And I think one of the ways we bully people without knowing is even when we see, like, a meme online that's funny and we just share it, and the soul of the meme depends on someone bullying someone because of the way they look or what they said. That is completely bizarre. And I caught myself doing it a few times and I'm like, no, I don't want to be part of that. Even if it's a funny thing. I mean, if I laughed inside of me, I shouldn't share. Like, if I laughed, I shouldn't share. And I think we shouldn't even laugh about something like that, because that's just gonna encourage people to keep doing it. And this is what we're seeing right now. A lot of Instagram accounts are being created, and the sole purpose of the account is to make fun of what someone said, or to make fun of what someone wore or what someone is doing. And that's very problematic, in my opinion, honestly.
I completely agree with you, because I call myself too sometimes laughing. And I think, like, even if I laugh at memes, for instance, that have an underlying message of bullying, I guess I wasn't aware of it before, which still doesn't make it any better or any less horrible than it is. It's just that maybe a few years ago, or maybe, I don't know, a few months ago, when I shared a meme with some friends and we laughed, maybe at that time I wasn't aware. But okay, now I'm aware. Am I going to continue to do this, even though, like, I feel subconsciously that this is wrong? Then why am I doing it? So I guess if you did it at a time where this was not something that you thought of and you were not aware how horrible this is and the implications that it has, if that person sees that meme, the real life person that is in the picture, then you realize that this is wrong. I shouldn't be a part of this. And that's you basically being aware and coming to this realization of I'm doing something and I'm aiding this bullying behavior. So you stop it, and that's making a whole lot of difference.
Yeah. And I think as well, like, it's fine to laugh about things. Like, sometimes there are things that people do about celebrities, or like, but when they're acting, like, it's a role. It's something someone said. When they're acting, they're not being themselves. I think, I'm not saying it's also fine, but I think this is okay, because they're not making fun of the person. They're making fun of the situation in a film or in a movie. But what I seriously find problematic is when someone just posts something to themselves and their friends, and then someone takes that and just makes it public, just people start laughing. It goes insane, to be honest.
Yeah, that is bullying. I would like to ask you, is there anything that you would like to give as kind of an advice, basically, from your own experiences in life that bullying has led you to hear? So is there any advice that you would like to tell a girl or a boy that is being bullied and they're not sure how they can start to talk about it?
I think they just need to understand first what they're going through. Like, they should validate their feelings. Like, if they are being bullied, they should validate being sad and validate being angry, and understand that whatever emotion they're going through because as a result of something terrible that has happened to them. I also feel like they shouldn't feel embarrassed, even though it sounds hard, but they shouldn't feel embarrassed to say that they're bullied, or to speak up, or to take like a stand on their own, to like kind of isolate themselves for some time, or ignore the people who add a lot of negativity to their lives. I understand it's hard, again, but I mean, this is what worked for me, and it did work. Like, I did suffer for a while, but now I'm not, thankfully, but back then it was hard. I just think they seriously need to talk. It's very, very important to talk to anyone they feel comfortable with. Try to reach out to someone. If their families aren't supportive, then try to reach out to an extended family member that they feel they like. If this person is in school, reach out to someone you trust in school. It doesn't have to be someone superior, but reach out to someone you trust and you know that they're going to help you out. If this someone is in university, and they have the facility of a therapist or a counselor, reach out to a counselor, reach out to a therapist. If they don't have that and they have a very dear friend, but they're worried if they share this with them that the friend is gonna see them differently, don't fear that and just go talk to that friend. If they're in a workspace our age and they're dealing with a lot of bullying because of competition or whatever, reach out to your boss and don't feel like this is going to make you less of a person in your workspace. It's completely normal. And if they don't want to talk to anyone, they should seriously let it out in any form that is not harmful, whether by writing, by singing, by dancing, by any form of art that they feel might help them out. And the last thing I honestly want to say is that it will be okay, because back then I thought it was never going to be okay. And I was never going to have friends, and I was always going to be lonely. But right now, thankfully, I am better. I'm not saying I'm fully okay. I'm better, and I'm stronger, And I do have friends that I trust, and I do have friends like you who have decided to speak up and do something great about it. Seriously, it will be okay. I know it's hard right now, but stay strong and please, 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 please speak up.
Nada, I can't thank you enough. You are such a beautiful human being. Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for being such a good example of how you could rise above circumstances, how you could always want to seek to be better, always want to kind of progress and grow. And I think that is so inspiring and beautiful. So thank you so much for being so honest and just completely raw with us.
Thank you, Tara, for doing this honestly and for giving me the space to talk about it. And if this is saying something, it's seriously saying to my little kid inside that, look, now you're actually talking about it, and not just to yourself, you're talking about it to one of the people you love the most, one of the people that actually inspires you with their positivity. So this is very reassuring, and it's helping me a lot. So thank you, and I really, really hope we can help someone out with this.
Thanks for tuning into our episode. We hope that our talk has been inspiring, insightful, and educational. Don't forget, subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Wait for our next episode. And let's talk about bullying.